Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 32, setting you and your mindset up for the new year ahead. Hi, I hope you have been having a lovely festive period so far. So we're now in that time in between Christmas and New Year where most of that busy period has gone, has passed, and we are coming towards the end of the year and we're looking towards celebrating, potentially seeing that new year out and welcoming the new year ahead to come. And this is a time where we may start to consider how the year has been and what we want for the new year ahead. Whether it be that you set New Year's resolutions or perhaps you like to set New Year intentions. This is what we're going to dig into a little bit more in this episode. And also to consider ways that you'd like to embrace the new year ahead. Consider ways that you'd like to see the new year in. And a few little journaling prompts that are going to help you focus and get a bit clearer on what you'd like to achieve and some ways to begin to achieve that. So how do you like to start a new year? How do you like to welcome in a new year ahead? Perhaps you have a little tradition, whether it be going out and celebrating New Year's Eve, or perhaps there's certain things you like to do on New Year's Day to begin the year, whether that be catching up with certain family, friends, loved ones, or perhaps that is getting out in nature and getting that fresh air, that fresh energy as you set yourself up for the new year ahead. I'll share some of the things I like to do. These are things that I've done for sort of the last few years in some way or another. And that is to start the 1st of January with a little bit of time to focus on me. That little bit of me time to help me get clear on the year ahead and to reflect back on the year that's passed. And something that I also love to do is to get out in nature. I love heading onto the beach on New Year's Day and even dipping my feet in the ocean. It feels so cold and fresh and reinvigorating and just makes you feel so alive by just wandering along with your feet in the ocean. So I love to do that. We're obviously blessed where I live here. The beach is just at the end of our road. So it's a lovely little tradition to head on to the beach for a walk, just getting out, getting some fresh air and having a little paddle. Just connecting with nature just is so powerful. I find it so powerful in many ways. It just helps to clear my mind and just really get focused. So perhaps that's something that you do, or perhaps you think that's something that might be lovely to try yourself, getting out in nature near wherever you are and able to embrace the nature that's around you. I also love taking that time to meditate, to pull some cards from my oracle deck and to journal on those cards and also journal in general. I love pulling out the oracle cards and picking and planning for the year ahead, seeing what comes up, seeing what I get from reading these cards and seeing how they get me thinking on what I want to achieve, how things might look in the year ahead, and giving me things to focus on. So journaling on that is a really powerful way to get those intentions in my mind for the year ahead and get the awareness of what I'd like to focus on and get a bit of clarity. And then I like to set my intentions for the new year ahead. I think it can be really helpful to look back on the year that's passed, to consider intentions I had for that year, to consider how I've achieved them, if I've achieved them, if they're still intentions I want to stick with, if I haven't achieved them, and to look at what I have achieved and to be really proud of the things that I have achieved on the year that's passed. To see where I'm at this year and to look at my path the year ahead. I think sometimes we find ourselves either deviating from our path And perhaps that's something that's meant to happen. Perhaps that's a new path that feels right and that's where we move forwards. Or perhaps we've deviated a little bit and we want to get on back on track. Or perhaps we have just been on that path and we want to focus and keep going on that path that we've already been on. So it's a great chance to reflect back. And I think by reflecting back, it then sets you up for looking forwards. So it can be handy to journal on the year that's passed or to simply reflect on those things that you're proud of having achieved. And those things that you had in mind that you wanted to do, and if they are still intentions you want to have for the year ahead. Sometimes I find if they're things that we haven't achieved, it can really give us that kickstart if it's something that we really do want to achieve. We can look at, okay, how am I going to achieve this going forwards? How can I begin to take those steps to make this happen? I think it can be a really good nudge if it's something that we had for the year past and it's still something we wish to focus on. And we can look into why haven't we achieved that? What's happened? So potentially, is there a challenge that cropped up that prevented that from happening? Perhaps it just something that ended up not being our focus for the year, or perhaps it was a limiting belief that we found was holding us back. So it's a really good chance to have a look at that. When we know what was potentially holding us back, we can help to prevent that moving forwards into the next year. So beginning to consider what you'd like to achieve for the year ahead and welcome that fresh new energy and that fresh new year. I always find intentions personally much more relaxed than having any New Year's resolutions. I feel like intentions are just more relaxed, less rigid, and an intention is just like something we wish to achieve, we would like to achieve. I find the word intention just lovely in itself. It's having that conscious intention as we go throughout the year. So having that awareness of what we would like to achieve, having the awareness on how we would like things to be. And personally, I do find intentions helpful because they just help give us that focus through the year ahead. I know for me, it's great to have things to work towards and goals and visions because that does keep me focused. That keeps me having some clarity. Rather than not quite knowing what I want to achieve and therefore just getting lost in the day-to-day, one day stringing on and going into the next day, and then before we know it, time is passing. So I personally find intentions really beneficial for keeping me focused and helping me achieve things that I want to achieve, helping me consider things that I want to achieve. And actually, when we have things in life that we look out for that as something we want to achieve, and when we actually then work on that and we do begin to achieve those things that we had our heart, mind, everything set on, it's such a great motivation and it's such a great boost for us. And boost in so many ways, boost in self-esteem, boost in that motivation, boost in clarity, because the more we do and the more we progress and move forwards, then the more we can see if we're doing the things we love and on our right path and everything else. So it gives us such a great boost in so many ways. Have a think on what would you like the intentions to be for your year ahead? Obviously, we've a few days away now before this year comes to an end and the new year begins. So it's a great chance to plant that seed in your mind. Ask yourself, what would I like to achieve for the year ahead? You can ask yourself not only what would I like to achieve, but how would I like to feel? How would I like to see my life? And that's a great way to then work it backwards. So we're then looking at, okay, this is what's going to make me feel that way. So these are the steps that I need to take. Can be really helpful when we're looking at intentions, goals, anything like that, to break it down. And that's what helps it become manageable and achievable, because we can take it step by step rather than feeling overwhelmed at seeing this big intention, this big goal that we would like to achieve. Sometimes that can put us off or prevent us from taking any action because it just feels too much. It just feels too overwhelming. So break it down. What little steps each day, each week, each month are going to lead me towards the goal that I want to achieve? Having that consistency, okay, so day on day, if I'm consistent and add upon each day, each week, each month, where's that going to lead? What goal is that going to help me achieve? So consider when you do your journaling and if you're considering your intentions, if perhaps you feel a bit unsure on what you would like to achieve, consider what lights you up What would you like to achieve in 5 to 10 years' time? That's a great one to have a think on. So where would you like to see your life in 5 to 10 years' time? Or how would you like to feel to be in 5 to 10 years' time? And that goal of where you'd like to be, see yourself feel in 5 to 10 years' time, how can you break that down now? What action can you take this year to work towards that goal? And again, break that down. What action can I take each month? What habits can I introduce, change, adapt, welcome in each day and week that are going to lead towards that intention, that goal? And then it's a great way to look when it comes to the following year, this time next year, to be able to look and see, okay, how much further am I along in my goal, in my intention? Again, what have I achieved? Not being put off or overwhelmed by the big goal that you'd like to achieve at the end, but looking back and see, okay, what steps have I moved forwards towards what I'd like to achieve? Because that's so powerful. It can be so easy for us to just not follow our passions or not follow our intentions and things we'd like to achieve. But actually, how rewarding is it when you're making progress and you've achieved even the smallest things, and be proud of those steps, those small steps on the path of your direction. Small steps are often big wins towards your goals and intentions. By celebrating and being proud of those small steps, again, that helps you keep that motivation, that focus, to boost your self-esteem. And when we can see the reward, the movement forwards, it helps us to continue going. So consider how you'd like to see in the new year. As I mentioned, some of the things that I love to do, to take that time to connect with nature, to put my feet in the ocean, to feel the fresh, cool air on my skin, the fresh, cool water on my feet, to catch up with family and friends and celebrate, and to take that time by meditating. I often like to consider a meditation focusing on my future self and that 5 to 10 years ahead. I feel like that's such a powerful meditation for this time of year, and also helps you in considering your intentions, feeling a bit clearer on what you'd like to achieve and how you can potentially achieve that. I love pulling the oracle cards, getting me thinking, getting me focused on the year ahead, journaling and breaking down my intentions to keep a plan and focus. Another thing I love to do is creating a vision board. So this is something that is full of images, words, and I use it as the background on my laptop, my computer. That just helps me see my vision, see my intentions, see my goals, and keep that focus on what I'd like to achieve. I hope that's helped give you some ideas or reminders, or to give a way to get back on track for your intentions. Perhaps it's something that you've done in the past or regularly do, so it's a great reminder to take that time for yourself to get focused. Or perhaps it's something you've never done before and you'd love to try. You'd love to try setting yourself up for the year ahead and seeing how it goes by bringing in that clarity. I hope you have an amazing time celebrating if it's something that you do, or welcoming in the new year ahead. I hope you enjoy getting that focus, seeing your step-by-step plan, and I hope you have an amazing 2024. Thank you for joining me and being here with me since I've returned this year, and I look forward to sharing many, many more episodes with you in the following year. I'll catch up with you soon.